Welcome into BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, Aaron Hawksworth. Per usual, we are here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on the Odyssey app, BetQL Network. And you can watch us on Twitch, twitch.tv/BetQL, twitch.tv/BetQL. Follow the show on Twitter at BetQL Daily. Joining us today, 1040 Eastern, Joe Osborne from Odd Shark. He's got some good looks for week two in the National Football League. And at 11:20, Pam Maldonado from Yahoo Sports will be here to talk college football. She's tweeting about how she just likes too many games on the board. So that's a good thing because she's going to give us some options. We'll get to headlines in a moment. How are you feeling, Joe G?
Oh, I'm feeling good. It's Wednesday. We got football tomorrow. We had some bets last night. I'm excited for today.
Yeah, Aaron, it's like now we're into it. It's the rhythm of the football season. We had the big countdown to last Thursday. That was a terrific matchup. Monday night, all that drama. Sunday night, terrible, but the rest of the day was good. But we're back at it tomorrow. It's a crap game, but I'm not going to complain.
I know. I kept looking at, okay, what kind of prop bets can I come up with? And I found myself looking for players like practically on the practice squad who I was like, maybe they have good chemistry with Taylor Heinicke. And then I said to myself, wow, this is really a stretch. What am I doing here? This is kind of a game I almost just want to stay away from. There's nothing about it that I really like. Two trash teams in the division. It's ugly.
Yeah, the line's moving. We'll talk more about that throughout the show as we go over every game on the NFL Week 2 card. It seems like we've been all football all the time because football is king. We know that. But I'll tell you, Aaron, last night on the baseball diamond, there were some impactful games for a lot of our futures bets, weren't there, with the headlines?
Yes, there were. AL Cy Young favorite Gerrit Cole responded well last night in his first game since that hamstring injury. So he went 5 innings with 7 strikeouts. Here's Cole after the game.
Felt pretty good. It's a little tough to move around with the wrap on there, but overall the leg responded really well. Part of the job as a starting pitcher is to be able to grind and be durable, and you know, things like this occasionally pop up along the way, and so you know, you just try to manage the challenges the best you can. I take a lot of pride in taking the ball every time Aaron asks.
Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I'm dying laughing because Joe G has made this comparison. Gerrit Cole to Badger from Breaking Bad. And now, like, eyes and listen to the audio, I hear it now. You pointed it out the first time and I was like, yeah, I'm going to have to go back and watch some Breaking Bad to like make the connection. And this time I'm like, oh my gosh, that voice does sound familiar. It is Badger.
All right, we're going to have to play him side by side. That's what's going to have to happen.
If Badger was a $300 million pitcher, it's Gerrit Cole. It's the same guy. Obviously, this guy we're talking about, he's pretty darn good. And last night, it does feel like those Robbie Ray thoughts, they're starting to fade a little bit. I mean, that was a good start by Gerrit Cole. He had the advantage anyway. Joe, did you hedge? That's really what we need to talk about here.
Well, yeah. You know, what's the first thing I looked at this morning on my phone? Yeah, of course. No change. Still minus 130 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Minus 130. So, I don't know. I thought it might go down a tick because days are coming off the calendar. It's another week. Mm-hmm. I guess we're waiting to see what Robbie Ray does tonight. Yes, I did hedge. I waited as long as I possibly could. I can't stand hedging. But in the end, I just imagined, okay, the vote comes in, Robbie Ray second, and how I'm going to feel about myself and having what is now a valuable ticket. I'm like, all right, I've got to make some good coin off this. So in the end, after figuring out the math, it was about, I hedged about 23%, right? If we're saying Robbie Ray, just going with that is 100%. If Cole wins, I'll get about 23% of what I would have gotten out of the Ray. So I definitely want Ray to win. I wasn't going to go in a 50-50 spot. That would have cost a lot of money to do that. But I did hedge. I don't like hedging. It isn't always the best thing to do, but I thought it was a good spot here because nobody else is in this race. It's down to these two guys, and the juice isn't crazy at minus 130, even though Cole is the clear-cut leader.
How about the Rays beating the Blue Jays last night? Remember I was saying they were due for a loss? I was excited. My money line bet hit last night on that one.
You're going against your team. We'll see if you're going against your team again.
It's just one game, though. I'm not. I want the Blue Jays World Series future to hit. Trust me.
Yeah, no, that, and it's a big game, especially for my Robbie Ray ticket. We'll see.
I know.
Toronto -176, big favorites there. Joe G, it sounded like you were suggesting that Cole is the very likely winner. I don't know if you go percentage, where would you would go with it. But do you think it helps Ray much that he's ahead in the B war, the baseball reference war, which a lot of the national writers look at first?
It certainly can't hurt, right? Like that, I think if not help him, it kind of puts him on even ground. And I think tonight's a big night, right? Like, yeah, he's going against the Rays. The Blue Jays are trying to make the playoffs. Like, if he goes out there and has one of those 13 or 14 strikeout games, that I think that's going to push him towards close to favorite status where this thing goes even. Now, if he pitches okay, Gerrit Cole will remain the favorite.
All right. I just one other thing on baseball. We're all rooting for Toronto, and it was amazing that they were shut out last night. Yeah, I really hope that gets home. At least they give us a sweat, get past that wild card round. But the National League side, it's a half game lead for that two spot with St. Louis, Jake Cassan's fighting Cardinals.
The devil magic in those Cardinals.
He called it. Like, and let's see if he can call it again, because then they're going to fall apart. That's his prediction. Cincinnati, a half game back. San Diego, one game back. Are we sure we shouldn't do anything with one of these long shot NL teams? Are we sure? Because these numbers are crazy. Cincinnati 65-1, San Diego's 110-1, and St. Louis is 130.
Can I quickly point out one thing I thought of last night? And I would put this at a ridiculous long shot because I don't think they're even going to get there. So the Phillies, forget them. But the Mets, they're in that same range, right? They're 2-3 out, the Phillies and Mets, that grouping in the wild card.
Okay.
You know, the Mets have not shut down Jacob DeGrom yet. He's throwing. I thought last night about the idea, what if the Mets get that spot and the Dodgers have to face DeGrom? Like, would the Mets push DeGrom to come back to pitch that game? Like, just think about it. Like,
130. 130.
If the Mets pitch DeGrom, they could be the Dodgers or the Giants. Obviously, it's one game.
Oh, boy. So which one? Where are we going? Are we doing anything? Or are we just saying, listen, you're going against the Dodgers, and you could win that coin flip scenario, but then it's also tough against San Francisco and the winner against the East and the Central.
Sure.
I mean, what about the Giants' odds to win the World Series at +750? I mean, that's not terrible, right?
Well, probably going against the Dodgers to start.
I know, but I mean, they've been right in it. I guess everyone just assumes the Dodgers are a lock to win this thing.
I don't think they are. I think the Giants could beat the Dodgers.
I did say to Jake yesterday, the Cardinals were 200-1. I had to look at it. Of course,
200.
They were 200-1 yesterday. So, Joe G, you and I both know this. I mean, we all know this, but 2011, Phillies win 102 games, and the Cardinals come in and they beat them in the LDS. They, you know, Roy Halladay throws a one hitter. They still get past them. They tear Ryan Howard's Achilles on the way out the door. They go on to win the World Series. This is what the Cardinals do. The Cardinals get in. I know that, like, 130-1. I took a flyer this morning.
And it would be so Cardinals. It would be so Cardinals to beat the Dodgers too. They always beat the Dodgers.
You know who they have on their roster? All these guys are like 40. But you know what? John Lester, Jay Happ, and Adam Wainwright have done. They've all won a World Series.
Sure.
Jake, go on record right now. Tell us what's going to happen with your Cardinals so I know what to do if I want to take a flyer on an NL team.
Honestly, like 2 weeks ago, I would have told you that they would have. I did say that they're just going to fall apart, but it's that devil magic. If you watched that game last night, it's fully in effect. Like, completely and fully in effect. Like, there were just so. They turned four double plays, including
one
in the
10th. What do they do well? It's just they're good at defense, right?
There is nothing they do exceptionally well except just somehow they get the right bounce at the right time. Like, Tyler O'Neill hit a go-ahead two-run homer in the eighth inning off Jurys Familia. Like, it's just stuff like that. It's just unexplainable. It just happens. And their history against the Dodgers over the last 10 years, it's obviously going to happen.
Here's what helps. David Freeze, like, this stuff just happens.
Jeez. Here's what helps. This
I think I'm going to take a flyer on it, too.
St. Louis?
Why not? Yeah, $2.
Blue Jays Cardinals World Series.
Why not?
It also helps the NL wildcard grouping stinks. Those teams stink. The Reds aren't any good. The Padres have won, like, five games in a month. Like, they're terrible. Throwing Arrieta? in a pennant race?
Yeah,
what are you doing? Can't beat the Rockies and Cubs. The Mets stink. Like, the Cardinals might just be the best of the worst.
The Reds lost to the Pirates last night.
Yep.
Is there a Cardinals MVP option?
We have to do Cardinals or Mets, right? Is that what you're telling me, Joe G? Both 130.
I wonder what the wild card game odds will be. Cardinals Dodgers. One game.
Give me the pitching matchup.
Yeah. Well, let's say it's Wainwright, Scherzer.
Oh man, Scherzer, it's going to be up there, way up there. What'd you say, Paul?
I said -175.
I think higher. I think it's going to be the $2 range. Yeah, with the way Scherzer's gone.
Yeah. Because they can.
So baseball's.
Well, they might not be able to totally set him up, but.
And then it ends on a Wainwright freezing Pujols with a curveball to end it. Guarantee it. Full circle.
Now you're all in.
It's hard not to, just because, again, like, it's just what they do. Like, I've seen this so many times. I have never in my lifetime not been in a September where the Cardinals weren't playing meaningful baseball in my 23 years on this earth.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Must be nice.
Yeah, but then I have the Bears that just tank everything right away.
Also,
yeah, that's true. That's fair.
Their schedule? Padres. Well, I mean, they got the Mets today. Padres, they do face the Brewers twice, but those Brewers, towards the end of the month, they could be just setting up for the playoffs.
Well, yeah, they're going to clinch like in a couple days, the Brewers.
Yeah, and they got the Cubs seven more times.
Wow. Whoa. The Cardinals are going to the playoffs.
Cardinals, baby, 130-1. You can get it right now on FanDuel Sportsbook. I can't believe we talked this much about baseball.
I can't either.
Week two of the NFL season. That's kind of fun. All right, so we just told you a little tip about the Cardinals at +130-1 odds. We're going to give you another PSA here on the show because that is what we do. This next headline, beware of those double-digit losers from week one in the NFL going into week two. So there were seven teams that lost by double digits in week one. And courtesy of our guy, Gilles Gallant, on Twitter, since 2014, more than 60% of those teams that lose by double digits in week one cover in week two, and 47% of them win outright. So what does that mean? Don't worry, we did the math for you. That means four should cover and three should win using this math. So we're going to go through all of the games in week two in the show. But right now, let's pick the Joes. Let's do this. Mm-hmm. Most likely to cover and most likely to win out of these games. So we've got the Falcons, who are dogs, Titans, dogs, Jaguars, dogs, Giants, dogs. The Packers are favored, Bears favored, Colts, dogs.
All right, so my first thought is that the winners, I mean, the Packers are going to win, right? Packers will beat the Lions at home. I would think the Bears, also favored, likely to win their game at home against the Bengals. I don't think it's a slam dunk, but I would.
By the way, 2.5s are out there now on that.
Mm. Yeah, they are, Joe.
And Burrow, when he starts and finishes a game, the Bengals usually cover those games. Who's the third most likely to win? The Colts? But I don't like that matchup at all against the Rams. I think they're the worst team by a pretty decent margin.
I don't know who the third winner is. Next week. Possibly a look ahead spot.
Mm. Here's my overall thought on this. One of those huge favorites is going to lose this week. Which one?
You're talking about Browns, Packers, and
Bucks.
Who's the third one?
Bucks. One of them. Which one is it? Which one's a divisional matchup?
The Packers.
Yes. No. Well, yes, but the other one. I'm sorry. There are two of them.
Falcons.
Yes. The worst team in the NFL. According to Ian McMillan on the show yesterday. Yeah, I like a lot of these to cover. If I'm forced to play these, given this scenario, Falcons, yeah, I think they can cover. Titans, no. I'm staying away from them. I want to see them another week. I'm also not laying it with Seattle. It's a bit too much. Jaguars, I am not playing the Broncos. So I would play the Jaguars over the Broncos. Tomorrow, I wish I had more than three, but I'll take the Giants. Packers, maybe. That's a lot of wood for a Monday night game. Bears at 2.5, I would play. Colts, I'm kind of staying away from Wentz right now.
Stay away.
All right, coming up next, we're going to line them up, have a little fun, take a look at week 2's NFC home games on BetQL Daily, presented by FanDuel Sportsbook.